Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alexey Talanda here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022, but for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium. Episode 13, Anjikuni. So this is a classic one where I had my list, and this was part of my search for, let me Google mysterious disappearances, where people have disappeared. This show would have been much harder to do without the internet. It would have taken much longer. So this is one of the ones that came out on the list for a strange abandoned Inuit village deep in the area of Canada, or what would be Canada. And again, with these, it's fun for me to kind of research it and have fun and play around with the world. I could actually find a few photos for this because it was in the I think it was the early 1900s that this supposedly happened. And to kind of search the world out, add all the details that I want to, and then have Jake as Mr. Know-It-All just lecture and spout about it as he's going along. With these details that I've learned about. But this is also, it was a change too, because we were going with them always traveling through different doors. I never know where they're going to end up and what the climate is going to be like. So this was a little change to, hey, it's freaking freezing over here. You got to deal with that. And then, you know, you've got the clock thing over there. You don't have so much time to be there, but you also want to get out of there quicker this time because it's cold. It's really cold there, and they weren't really dressed for these conditions. You also have Monica start to do some strange things in this episode with where she's working on her own stuff, her own storyline, her own little job that she's trying to do, and you don't know what it is. I didn't know what it is as the writer at that point again too, but I knew it was something that would pay off eventually, and I'd explore it, and it's something by the final episode of the season, you kind of get to see what's going on. But also that Jake starts to have strange episodes too, or a strange episode in this one, where he thinks something's not quite right with him, and it's possibly something to do with how Ostium is working on him, or it's just something he doesn't understand, and it's something new that he's never really gone through before and he doesn't know how to deal with. So again, it was one of those things where it was a start of something that would continue on through the season. And you had these kind of different separate little storylines and subject points that would build and build and eventually come all together to explain the story of what actually was going on.
I did write down one thing that is topical for today. Jake mentions that there could be a strain of the bubonic plague.
Oh!
that's incurable. And in his email to Dave,
for what's going on with everything.
Yeah. Trying to trying to get in touch with Dave when they're untethered and have no reliable access to an internet.
Again, trying to search out and see if there is still any sort of other connections with, yeah, normal life, the world, yeah.
And I believe this was the first time this season where we found one of the bodies in the military uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right, and the little hut thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that
that was the first of that, which was again a mystery thing that we didn't know what was going on, that felt right for the episode and would be building on and on as we continued along. Also with this that with them being untethered and like this, you know, in the back of their minds, especially Jake's, as he's our main character, he's also wondering, like, I don't know actually if I ever wanted to go back home or get back to some semblance of normal life, but the way things are right now, it seems more definite that that won't happen and that this might be, you know, the rest of my life doing this thing, or I may just be trapped in Ostium forever and that's that. So there's a little bit of that with him trying to find out if there are any connections again with the real world and things like that, but wanting to see if there is hope. And then you combine that with him starting to have these episodes. It's a sign of that there's something starting to go wrong with Jake and we don't know what it is. And we don't know if it's his fault or why it's happening or what's really going on. So it's another mystery within the mysteries.
And he's having nightmares. So
that too, part of that. Yeah.
Or...
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ripped my ears out. Sorry about that.
And of course, they fell on the mic. Oh, they fell on the mic, so you heard it too.